time for the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Grab your coffee, your Bible, a pen, and your journal. It's time to be encouraged. And now here are your hosts, Terry and Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Monday morning. Welcome to episode 187. Today, you know, we're getting close to the end of the month of May. We'll be talking about all kinds of stuff maybe you've missed this month and some things that you can look forward to completing before the end of the month as well.
Good morning. You've tuned in to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright. And today is Monday. We're here to motivate you. We're here to encourage you and love you.
That's right.
We want to give you a very personal hi there and hello. And we can't do that unless you type in your chat box. It's true. We can't see what you see. You see people come in out of the room, but we actually don't see anybody unless they type in the chat box. So why don't you do that this morning? Give us a hi there and hello. Let us know where you're tuning in from. And please answer the all-important question we always ask because we care. What's in your cup? That's right. We care about what you're drinking. I hope you're drinking good coffee this morning. We are.
Yes, we are.
Let's jump over to the chat box and say hi there and hello. You're going to have to back that train up, buddy. We got everybody chit-chatting this morning. It's so good. Good morning, Robin. She's at her desk in Fort Knox. She has butter pecan ice cream flavored coffee with Chobani sweet cream.
Wow.
That's delicious. and she's telling MK that Coffee Beanery has tons of decaf flavors.
Oh, yeah.
MK says, hi from Shelbyville, just down the street, having an iced decaf salty siren, which is bones, and half and half in her coffee.
Yeah, that sounds
Tracy good. Says, good morning, Wrights. I'm ready to devote 4% of my attention to your podcast this fine morning. Some people will never let you live down one thing you say.
Hey, it just proves that he's in the 4% of people who are listening, or 96.
I would say Tracy is definitely in the 96 percentile.
Yeah.
He's not in the 4%.
Yeah. Hey, I got to do something real quick here. What happened?
I don't know. Are we fixed or are we still jaundiced this morning?
I don't know.
It's crazy. All right. So good morning. He's drinking water this morning, by the way. And he says, cool. Start your talking. MK is, she says, happy anniversary, Terry and Melissa. Thank you.
Yes.
And Robin says, happy anniversary, Wrights. Thank you very much. It's true. Today is our wedding anniversary, and it's very nice of you guys to say that. I asked Terry, I was like, how come people know it's our anniversary? He said, I don't know, maybe they're on Facebook, which led me to do the thing I don't do very often, which is go on Facebook. And I saw your tribute. Thank you so much,
you're welcome,
Terry. I haven't had a chance to respond to it.
I tried to put all new pictures, newer pictures, because like over the years, we've always had so many of the same pictures that, you know, we built up, and I realized, wow, we've been a lot more places and done a lot more things. And so
Terry is really good at memorializing every place we go and everything we do with pictures. And so I'm glad that you do that, because then we have great memories to look back on.
Yeah.
Anyways, good morning, Denise. Love you so much. She's drinking water this morning, and she's just finished planting flowers at her neighbor's house.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
really a great gift. Make
beautiful.
Good morning, Pastor D. Boyd. She's sitting in her office with an empty cup. That's sad. Oh, that makes
sad
me sad.
Face.
Right. Christine. Good morning, Chris. She's got sweet tea with lemon. Hello.
Good morning.
So sweet. Good morning, Taylor. Our daughter is in the house. That means hi, Asher. Hi, Riley. Mimi and Pop love you so much.
Good morning, girls.
And Taylor Jewel is drinking.
Oh, was it? Oh,
caramel protein shake with caribou hazelnut and vanilla iced coffee. Let's pause for a minute and talk about what that is. You know, those protein, I forgot the brand name of them. They're the little protein drinks that come in a box. They're real good if you're on Weight Watchers because they're low on points. Yeah. And they're really creamy. And so Taylor's drinking a caramel flavored one of those, and she put it in her coffee like creamer, and she's drinking caribou hazelnut coffee.
Is that the
coffee.
Stuff we saw yesterday that looked like,
yes.
that said it was root beer float flavored?
Yes, they have amazing flavors, and they're really good. And Dee says, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary from Denise. Happy anniversary from Chris. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
Monica says, good morning. Good news. Baby Renly is now over 2 pounds. Woohoo! Way to go, Jesus. Thank you for blessing us with a testimony of faithfulness in your healing of this precious baby. I'm so glad to hear that.
That's good.
Otis says,
God's faithful.
That's right, he is. The dishes are done. The pool's chores are done. And it's 86 degrees in the pool, and he's having a Coke. That sounds great.
All is well at the spa.
Yes. Good morning, Elrinda. She says happy anniversary. She is enjoying a very strong Nespresso dark roast. Sounds delicious to me.
Nespresso, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's greeting everyone else this morning and praising the Lord, and that blesses my heart. Good morning, Pastor Bobby in Louisville, Kentucky. He says happy anniversary. Thank you very much, all of you. It's a blessing for us to spend this time with you this morning, and we find encouragement from encouraging you. And that's just a little tip, side note. If you're struggling today and feeling discouraged, make it a point to go and encourage other people, and it will turn your feelings around. I promise.
Absolutely. Very cool. Well, let's see. We're having extremely warmer weather than normal right now. At least in our area. There are people north of us that are having that not so warm type of stuff, but it's like almost feeling like summertime, you know? And they're in the 80s and up to 90s.
And it's human. My babies who are now grown adults and parents of their own, instead of using the word humid, they would say, "Mama's human out. It's so real human
outside."
It's human out.
Well, since Taylor's on, I know that means Asher and Riley. Well, you want to combine two names there.
Yep.
Are probably close by. So good morning. Good morning. Here you go. Here's a little love coming your way.
A little hearts for the grand girls. Yeah. Good morning, grand girls. I love it. I love it. I love the way you greet each other so well, you guys. I love that. MK and Chris and Denise and everybody's Robbins. Everybody's greeting everybody. I love that.
Yeah. So how was your weekend? Here we are Monday again, starting out a new week and we're past the middle of the month. We're at the 20th here already. Where does the time go? How was your weekend? Did you have a big weekend full of stuff? Did you get some things planted in the garden or in the ground? We see lots of folks. I know that Christine got her stuff in there.
Yeah. Chris planted this weekend. Denise.
Above ground stuff.
Yeah, Denise is planting. Mm-hmm. I moved mine.
Yeah. Well, that's a
I'm
start.
I'm preparing. Hey. I've got my soil and everything ready to go. I'll probably do that today.
You got your what ready?
Don't ask me to repeat it.
I thought you said soul. I saw a video that was talking about how people in the South pronounce names, and they were like the girl was like, "Now, this is how we really say it, and I'm not going to apologize." And they put the word on the screen, and the word was Brian. But then in parentheses, it had B-R-I-N-E. It says
Brian.
His name's Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah.
And it isn't Amanda. It's Manda.
Here's another one. How about this one? Jeremy. Jeremy.
Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Jeremy.
Yep.
It just happens.
Am I right? Am I right? Heather Schubert in the house. Heather, without using your name, I got to, on Mother's Day, recount your glory story of your miracle baby.
Yes.
I want you to know that everywhere I go for the rest of my life, I will hopefully at least once a year, if not more, preach from the pulpit of the glory of God in your family.
Amen.
Because of his faithfulness unto you and the precious baby that you have. I love sharing how God is working in your life. I just thought I'd throw that in there. What you doing? Where are you going?
I was looking back for something that I think... Otis must have said something because
our Asher June loved the hearts you sent her, Papa.
I see what he said.
Otis, gross. Chinese food was called human beef. I don't want to know why.
She said no. Then Robin said Hunan to clarify his joke.
Oh gosh, that was so strange.
When it was like the difference of humid and human. And
oh my gosh, human I'm stressed out. Human. I'm stressed out.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Otis said he learned what a Pentecost was.
That.
You never want to ask, do you?
No, I don't.
Maybe he doesn't.
I'm super gun shy.
Well, you know, that's okay. And Mary Kay said they got to go to their granddaughter Haley's dance recital on Saturday.
Good.
And they had a good time with that.
Chris got some zucchini and squash, jalapenos and cucumbers in the ground. Woo! Oh,
that's awesome.
Oh, Heather said that the baby's waving at us. She's probably not a baby. She's probably, what, two? Is she two now, Heather?
Wow. Time does fly.
Yeah. Okay, how exciting. Also, I do want to say something. You said what episode number it was?
187.
How many is that into the third year?
This is episode 5 in the third season.
Okay. And the baby's 18 months old, so she's still a baby. You can still say that.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. How many months old are you?
How many months old? Let's see.
Don't say it.
No idea. Hey, Siri.
No, don't ask.
I don't know where Siri
is. She just turned on.
Yeah.
No. Here we go with Siri getting in the middle of our business. But
we won't.
I was going to say this last year, in my opinion, has gone so quickly. Here we are right in the middle toward the end of May. And we have a grandbaby that turned 1 year old last week. And it was the fastest first year ever. I can't believe that Riley is one. I can't believe this year has gone so quickly. My mom or my grandmother, I can't remember which one actually originated this saying, used to tell me that time goes by faster the older you get.
Yeah.
And that is true.
I read about that the other day, and it was something that said that because when we get the older we get, the more responsibilities and obligations we have, and those take up so much of our thoughts that a lot of times we're thinking about what needs to be done instead of what's happening right in front of us.
We miss living in the moment, don't we? The intentionality. I agree that I struggle with that, and I wish that I was more cognizant of being intentional.
Well, I think this explains why I need more iCloud space on my phone, but I do try to live in the moment. It's just that I shouldn't have to try to record it all.
Probably.
I'm becoming the Bill Gaither of my generation.
Sometimes you miss living in the moment because you're trying to record the moment, right?
No, I have been intentional about trying to remember that too, and then that's when the camera goes off. Off target.
Otis says that God is definitely patient. He gave him hints for almost 65 years.
Isn't
you know
that
what
the
that
truth?
Is? That's the drawing of the Spirit. Isn't that precious that he loves us so much that he's speaking to us and drawing us so that we recognize him when we meet him? It's not a brand new encounter. It's, this is the guy who's been drawing me, calling me, hinting to me. I love that, Otis.
Yeah.
That's a good testimony, buddy.
And that's just a testimony also to God's grace. I mean, that he gives us so much grace to go that long before we actually, you know, get
He's patient, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Dustin May in the house.
Hey,
he has 10 minutes to spend with us. Thank you for the anniversary greeting. I appreciate that.
Bless you, buddy. I wish you had more than
10 minutes too, but we'll take what we can get. We love you. We love the faithfulness of God in your life.
Amen.
Chris says, my mom always said that and I would just laugh. Now I realize how correct she was about time going faster the older you get.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I made the comment, I think it was last Sunday, when I realized the older I get, how much more my parents really knew than I gave them credit for sometimes. And I'm not being disrespectful because I did not disrespect my parents.
Right, no.
It's just that, you know, as a youth growing up, we think we've got things figured out. And we realized later I wasn't as smart as I thought I was, you know. And my parents really
that
were.
That could be said for all of us,
yes,
I hope.
Yeah, and hopefully as we age, we can pass along that knowledge to our kids and grandkids and everybody. So.
Yep. Well, good morning. You've tuned into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright. We're so glad you're here. What's up on your Monday here in, it seems like we're rooted firmly in spring because we're halfway through, but the truth is spring has turned to summer here. So we're trying to get everything planted and watered in and good to go. And I like it. It's like, okay, Sunday yesterday was the grocery giveaway.
Yeah.
And you know, it's hot and we give ourselves to the fact that it's going to be hot, but it's not bad because you're out there blessing and loving and praying with people and fellowshipping with each other. And I don't know, I get in the van to drive away from that. And I'm just like, wow, we are so blessed. We are so, so blessed of God to be able to do life with these people in this place and to give back to this community.
For sure.
I love it. I love that. And so that's it's good work, isn't it?
It also, yeah, absolutely. And it also reminded me, you know, when we got back in the van, it's like, wow, we should have really drank more water before we went out there and hydrated up before. I mean, just that hour that we were out there in the sun, we're not ready for that yet, are we?
We're not in shape.
Here we are.
No, we have got to now start hydrating and preparing, being outside
summertime.
More and just preparing our bodies and our minds for that, because yesterday zapped us. We took a longer than normal Nazarene nap yesterday.
Yeah.
Because of it. But it was wonderful.
Robin says she hears her mom coming out of her mouth a lot now and she was brilliant. And I wish I had one more day with her to tell her that.
Oh, I feel that. I definitely feel that with my dad. For sure.
That's the wisdom there to say, tell him you love him while you have him.
Otis, with his philosophical ways, tells us, yes, your life flows like a roll of toilet paper. Slow at first, and then as the roll gets closer to the end, fast. Otis, only you have a way of saying things that makes so much sense, but that is obviously true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, hey, it's my sister, my little sister in the house, only by 2.5 years. She's old like me, but I'm super glad that she's here. I love you so much, Candace.
Good morning,
thanks,
Candace,
for tuning in. She's in Tecumseh, Kansas, and she's got Rise Matcha with half and half. That's right. My sister drinks matcha tea because she's super healthy. And also matcha's good. I like that earthy flavor.
There's a lot of different matcha varieties of the matcha stuff. Yeah. I mean, even when you go to like to Starbucks and Big B, and I noticed that they have their matcha, I guess because it's like a green tea, is that right? Mm-hmm. And it's also like a cool drink, a summery kind of flavor, you know?
I don't know. I think matcha is year-round. It's like coffee. You can't go wrong with it. But you can't have it cold. You can't have it hot. It's like coffee. So it's a great coffee substitute if you're not down with coffee. And if you're not down with coffee, why not? I'm sorry. Maybe. Hey, there's my mama too. My daughter in the house, granddaughter's in the house, my sister's in the house, and my mama's in the house. So good morning, Mom. And she said, I'm so thankful Jesus brought the two of you together. Thank you, Mom. Thank you so much. My mother is my prayer warrior, you all, standing in the gap for us. River City will probably never know the benefits of my mother's prayer, but I know heaven does.
Yeah.
So thankful for you, Mom.
Amen. Yes.
You gotta find the one that doesn't taste fishy, Candace said. So matcha's an earthy kind of flavor, and it's that matcha green tea, and it's kind of thick. So you have to, you're right, Candace, you probably have to try a few before you really land on what you love. The first experience that I had personally with matcha was in Columbus, Ohio, when Taylor and I were visiting. They had matcha green tea flavored ice cream, rolled ice cream. Mm. And so I tried, wow.
I remember that.
Our coloring just went bright. The screen. Anyways, I loved the flavor of the rolled ice cream. I didn't get it. I think Taylor did. And I just tasted hers. And then after that, I was like on a mission to try it. And I really like it. It is a bit earthy though. So Pastor Rick Grable's in the house. Missed you yesterday, Brother Rick. Green Mountain is in his cream. He got just a little bit of coffee in his cream this morning. And he says, happy anniversary. We missed you too, buddy. We love you. Tay says, I think matcha has more caffeine than coffee. Also, Brett Wright adds vanilla to his. That's right. Brett doesn't drink coffee. He does like vanilla matcha. And I didn't know about the coffee or the caffeine content. I thought that it was a form of green tea, and I thought green tea had less caffeine. All right, Googlers, here you go. Here is your challenge for the morning. Please let me know how much caffeine matcha has compared to coffee. I would like to know. And go. Thank you. Otis says, moms are the best. Can we, Robin and I, get adopted by one? Ours went home to be with Jesus years ago. Mm. You know, that's the beautiful thing about the church is we get to spiritually parent each other, and we all need that. And we have some beautiful spiritual mamas at our church. Here's who I recommend, Otis, Miss Connie. Miss Connie is a beautiful spiritual mother, and she will love you and Robin like the best mama. In Jesus.
For sure.
I love that. I love that we can help one another out. I have all kinds of surrogate daddies in the spirit. And I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's been a good weekend. How about you? Did you guys have a good weekend? And John Ross. Good morning, John Ross.
Good morning,
John. It's my birthday. I'm 35, he says.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John. And also happy birthday to Miss Kim. Is she in the house? Maybe not. I haven't seen her yet.
Since her birth week.
Her birthday was this weekend.
Yeah.
So if she pops on, we'll be sure and say happy birthday.
Yeah, and you know what? Another one we missed and we haven't seen Janice on here yet. Janice's birthday was last week.
You guys, we have a hard time keeping track of birthdays, and yet we hear them. We hear there's birthdays. So I think one of the things that I don't do well is know when birthdays are because I don't do Facebook. And so what happens is a lot of people know about birthdays and anniversaries because of Facebook, but I miss that because I don't use that platform.
Well, and you know, I remember this is when we first, like 13 years ago. I remember, you remember I used to do Facebook greeting update videos.
Yes.
Remember those?
Yep.
Because Facebook would tell you, and it still does. You have to look for it a little bit, but they would tell you whose birthdays are this week and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I would do, you know, today is the 135th day of the year, and, you know, here's what the stuff is, and here's what's happening. And, oh, and by the way, happy birthday to my friends. And I did that on video.
Yep.
On my phone. I remember standing out in our driveway with the pine trees in the background and stuff used in the backgrounds. And I don't know.
It was just a precursor to the Good Morning Show.
I guess so. Yeah. You're
really
right.
What it was.
Yeah.
Hey, Becca, our sweet sister Becca used to be here in Kentucky. Now she's in Alabama.
Good morning.
She's drinking French roast coffee. She's got heavy whipping cream and vanilla syrup. Yummy.
Sounds good,
Becca. Denise is wishing John happy birthday. Okay, here it is. Elrenda did our research for us. Thank you so much. She says, typically an 8-ounce cup of matcha, which is made with 1 teaspoon of matcha powder, contains 70 milligrams of caffeine. Coffee has about 90.
Oh.
So coffee wins, she says.
Oh.
On caffeine content, there's more in coffee than matcha. But check this out. Not that much more. So there is still caffeine in matcha.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you're drinking it right before bed, maybe rethink that if you're sensitive to caffeine like I am.
Yeah.
So that's good to know. Thank you, Elrenda, for doing an excellent job of research. And I appreciate that information. See, we can learn something new every day.
Absolutely. Otis has given a little disclaimer here. He says, the infantry guy in me comes out more on Facebook. Best my pastor, Melissa, doesn't meet that guy.
Now, here's the thing. People will tell on you, Otis, so you better be careful. Just because I'm not looking at it doesn't mean somebody's not.
Right. And then just when you think, you know, God doesn't have a Facebook page, he's following you too.
Yeah. You know,
he doesn't need a Facebook page to follow us.
Right. You know, we used to say that the enemy can't read your mind, but he does listen to what you say. And he also reads what you type, just so you know.
Oh, no, there you go.
He knows how to get you because you're telling
warning.
Your business on Facebook.
Yeah. So I'm talking about what's in our cup this morning. We've heard a lot of what everybody else is having.
Yep.
We have, is it Michigan Cherry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. It's Michigan Cherry this
from
morning.
Meyer.
Uh-huh. Fredericks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's one of our long-term favorites.
Had this is one of my favorite cups,
isn't that
by
a
the
cool
way.
Cup?
Yeah. Taylor Beth got this from me.
Yeah.
She's from Somerset, Kentucky. We've talked about Baxter's Coffee. If you ever go to Somerset, Kentucky, please stop in Baxter's. Get yourself one of their specials of the day or their drip brew coffee, whatever's on tap. Let me tell you, it is good. They have two locations, and whatever you get, it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
Baxter's Coffee. This is one of my favorite cups in Somerset, Kentucky.
It's such a cool looking mug.
Yeah,
here, get it back up here. Let's do a little mug shot. I don't have my preview. Okay. Where am I covering you? Let's see here. Back. This is so difficult.
Let me know when to smile.
It's like 3, 2, 1. It's
our mug shot.
It's weird. It's hard. Why is it? Okay. Hey, I like that you got the little table and chairs that Brett and Taylor left us before they moved from moved to Lexington.
Yeah.
Out in front of the house. That's
doing
a really
little
nice
switcheroo.
Little
actually, I'm dreaming of a front porch. You know that.
Yes.
I'm dreaming of a covered porch, which, by the way, we found someone to give us an estimate, and maybe we'll go that route someday.
Yeah, that would be
good.
But
until that day, here's the good news. I have decided that, well, I love sitting outside. It's one of my favorite things to do. We have, Terry got us a propane fire pit for underneath. We have a gazebo. We heard somebody.
Well, the propane one is underneath.
We heard somebody call it a gazebo.
So that we don't have
the smoke
going up into
and
the
so
top of it.
And so we can sit with our little fire pit underneath the gazebo. And then we also have a wood fire pit that we can set in the yard because it does smoke. So you have options because we really love to spend time outside, especially in the evenings. Sometimes I'll just grab my Bible and my coffee and go sit outside and read the word and spend time in prayer in the morning outside. I love that. I love outside. And so we are sprucing up the front and the back of our house so that we can be either place. In the back of our house, we're pretty isolated. We don't have very much land. We have about a half acre, a little more than a half acre, but the back of our property is pretty private. And so when we sit out back, it's a little bit more private. Now we live in the country and the county, so we don't have traffic on our dead end road, but we have the neighbors will drive by and every once in a while, the neighbors on the golf cart will drive by and people will walk. And so my goal
is... Or they take out your mailbox.
Yeah, well, that happens too. If we sit out front, maybe we can see some folks and wave and say hi and be a little more neighborly. You know, they used to say that front porch sitting garnered good relationships with your neighbors. But somewhere in the middle of time, we decided to build better back porches for privacy. Yeah. And we kind of neglected the front porch of neighborliness. And I would kind of like to do a little bit better job personally of being neighborly and getting to know the neighbors better.
Yeah.
And so I've decided to move some furniture out front and spruce it up. We've got a new welcome sign and the beautiful flowers we got from Denise and the greenhouse. Oh my goodness.
For the,
my red,
fundraiser.
White, and blue hanging basket is beautiful. And so it makes outside look so nice.
That's awesome.
And so we're trying to do a little bit better job of being neighborly. And so that's kind of the point of moving around front.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, in case you haven't noticed, we have on our website, we have added a page, a link to our merch that we have available. We've got Good Morning Show merch. You see on your screen there now the three different styles that we have at this time.
That's right.
And let's see. And I think I know I have a shot here submitted by one of our viewers.
Oh?
Yes. Wearing one of our shirts.
Well, I saw a shirt Sunday on Miss Chris.
Yeah, here, check this out. Woo! Let's zoom. That's really close.
Oh,
let's,
I want to see it.
I haven't seen this one.
It's Robin.
Okay, wearing her What's in Your Cup shirt.
That is by far our most popular color and print is the What's in Your Cup shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Robin, you look good in that. Chris and
Mary Kay
yes. and Angie will have hers this week. Had a little bit of backlog, but some of you who have put in your last orders will get yours this week. We have a major order going on right now, and we had a backlog of shirts. And so I have an order of my wholesaler all the way from, check it out, Candace, Nevada. I had Reno, Nevada warehouse. And I'm like, I'm on the opposite side of the country. So that's a real far away situation.
Somebody from Prineville, Oregon just got on
the
website.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And visitor, guy, I'm in Oklahoma. I wonder if that's...
Don't guess. You'll miss it.
I can't remember. No, she lives in Turpin.
But... here's what we know. We're happy to get you guys shirts. We love our merch. We're super happy about that. And Dawn says, good morning. She's coming in late. Bring back the front porch connections. I agree. How do you guys do that? Some of you live in the country. Some of you live in a neighborhood. Are you guys doing more front porch sitting or back porch sitting? Because we have been back porch people for a long time. And I love my time out there. I really, really do. But I want to be cognizant to be involved in my community. Here's why. How can we share the gospel of Jesus Christ if we're not building relationships with the people in our community? We have a call and a vision of the Lord to see a city and a region one to the kingdom of God. You know, if we don't get to know our neighbors, how is that going to happen?
For sure.
Right? People don't believe if you don't care. But if they think you care, they listen to what you have to say and they watch your life. And that's the whole point of living for Christ and doing the mission. We're staying on mission, which is to tell the good works of the Lord.
Absolutely.
Are you staying on mission today?
You're asking me or are you?
No, I'm asking the people.
Okay,
are you?
Yeah, I am. In fact, it's hard when you're trying to stay on mission and you get distracted by other things that look like missions coming up, right?
Yeah.
That's another.
You know what else is coming up? Memorial Day weekend is next weekend.
Yes, it is.
That is the official start of summer.
For sure.
And everybody's pools are getting open.
Yeah.
Otis has opened their pool. Missy and John have got their pool up and going. She said the water's cold. But everybody's getting all their summer pools and activities ready to go.
Yeah, Chris says she shares her garden surplus with her neighbors.
That's so good, Chris. I'm so glad. We have tried to start sharing eggs with our neighbors. I don't know that all of them love that.
No.
But we're going to keep it up.
I don't know. That's one of those things. Dawn says they used to do Smith Street dinners. She said, this is challenging me to start those back up. We can cook out now with this nice weather.
That's it. That's it.
Good.
Yeah. Denise says her house sits too far back from the road to sit on any porch and see her neighbors. We ride Cubs and John Deere's over to each other's house. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. Yeah.
Becca says, I love front porch sitting. In our new neighborhood, we have a great family across the street. We were able to make connections with them. It's been great. That's so good,
that
Becca.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Who has some tips to keep mosquitoes and flies away? Oh, do I have the answer for you? And Denise says her pool is open,
but she still needs to plant her garden.
And Otis makes lasagnas for Robin and Otis's neighbors.
That's cool.
Okay, here it is, Dawn. It's called Thermosil. Thermosil is you guys can go to the Thermosil website. I don't know if we have a link. Terry will probably provide one. And you can get all different sizes because it matters how the diameter of keeping insects and stuff away, how far it reaches. We have just a little basic Thermosil and it has a little pad that goes in the top and then a little butane screw-in thing and you just click it on. And there's no smoke, there's no smell, but it keeps a huge amount of insects. We don't have any bug bites.
Yeah.
When we sit outside because we use the Thermosil. And when we go to other people's houses to sit outside, or if we go to an outside service or campfire service or revival service under a tent, we bring our Thermosil. I don't use bug spray anymore because I just use the Thermosil.
Yeah, and it's spelled Thermacell, thermacell.com. That's their website, but you can also get them off of Amazon, and I'm sure that's the great thing.
Check out Thermosil, guys.
It's a little bit bigger than a can of Coke,
yep.
The one we have,
yep.
And you sit it on your little table or whatever, and it runs, it does a really good job.
So we watch shows off like Prime or Paramount or whatever, old shows. We watch lots of reruns. Sometimes when we sit outside, we'll watch a rerun because we just like to be outside. And so we will put the Thermosil there and not have any bug bite issues.
Yeah.
So there you go, Dawn. That's my tip for keeping the mosquitoes and the flies away.
Robin said she ordered from Amazon last year.
Do you use it, Robin? Do you love it? I will say we would go over to Robin Joanna Beckett's campfire church on Sunday night over
First.
Shepherdsville First Church of the Nazarene. And we brought our Thermosil one time and Pastor Rob saw it and he went and bought three or four more and he put them around the whole campfire church. So the whole campfire church has Thermosils.
Yeah.
I should probably get a kickback because I tell everybody about that. And you know, it was a gift. Brett and Taylor Beth got that for you for Father's Day in a myriad of camping things they got you.
Yeah.
And boy, that was the winner. That is a great gift. It's a great thing to have.
For sure. For sure.
Oh, by the way, you can get them and get the refills even at Walmart.
Yes.
You don't even have to order them offline, although we do, because it's cheaper.
Well, and it saves you a trip to the store if you're not planning one right away. And, you know, all the other benefits.
Unless you just love shopping at Walmart.
Yeah.
And then I would like to know why you like shopping at Walmart.
So here we are, May 20th. I mentioned earlier that we are over halfway through the month and maybe some things that get celebrated, not just daily on one day a month or whatever, but they're a monthly type of an observance. This one here, National Military Appreciation Month, is the month
of
May. Yes, and you mentioned leading up into Memorial Day weekend and all of that. Military Appreciation Month, it's a month-long observance honoring the sacrifices of our armed forces.
Oh.
In 1999, Congress declared National Military Appreciation Month and in honor of them. And today, the U.S. Armed Forces is comprised of six branches, including the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and Space Force.
Wow.
They put the Space Force in there,
huh?
Yeah. And the U.S. military force is 2.2 million strong, according to recent statistics, and includes National Guard and Reserve units. You can observe them by thanking military personnel and veterans for their service. Maybe even host a luncheon or a picnic or another event to recognize their service. Maybe cook them a lasagna and take one over to them. Somebody cook one for Otis, will you?
Yeah, please.
And share your experiences in the military that you've had. Recognizing family members of military personnel is another way to observe it. And supporting veteran causes such as honor flights and disabled American veterans. And you can visit military.com to learn more about that.
Wow, that's great. I didn't know that was May. You know, we celebrate in November and May, right? We memorialize in May, and then in November is
Veterans
Day. Mm-hmm. But either way, thank you. Thank you for serving our country.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, every branch of the military. Thank you, thank you, thank you for our military spouses and family. We appreciate you. We love you. We bless you for your service. Right now, I think of one very special guy deployed, Lane, Pastor D's son. We've been praying, and we will continue to pray until he is home safe. Actually, we'll probably continue to pray after that. We are grateful for your family's sacrifice and your sacrifice, and we honor you.
Absolutely.
I also want to say we have a very special family in our church that has an active duty. She gets deployed pretty regularly, and that is Lainey and Chloe and their daughter Amanda.
Yes.
And so we continue to pray for not only those veterans but also active duty.
For sure. You know, it's interesting going out into public places and you see, like, I love it when a veteran is wearing a hat that says, you know, they were in the, you know, Vietnam or whatever.
Yep.
Because it helps spark a conversation. And first of all, I mean, I look for those when I go out and I see, because I want to be sure to let them know how much we appreciate them for their service. And it just engages us in conversation. Like, you know, where did you spend your time of duty? And they get to tell their story and different things that way. But I love it when a business establishment actually uses a way to identify who their veterans are. Do you know what store I'm talking about?
No.
Lowe's. When you walk into Lowe's and you see someone wearing a camouflage printed vest, they've got those Lowe's vests that say, "How may I help you?" on them and whatever. When you see one that's not the standard blue and you see the camouflage, that is a veteran.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So when you go into Lowe's and you spot that camo vest
on the employee,
yep, on the employee,
wow,
that is someone who's served in the armed forces.
That's good. Well, you bird dog that. If you see somebody in their veteran's hat, or I served in the Korean War, or I served in Vietnam, or whatever, you always thank them for their service. And I sometimes see them, but sometimes I miss them. But
sure.
You don't.
I saw a guy in Walmart yesterday, just bumped his elbow and told him thank you for your service.
Yep,
you know.
Yep. Yep.
I think I gained a greater appreciation. One, my younger brother enlisted right before Desert Storm took off.
Yep.
And then I also, because I spent time in Europe with the Department of Defense USO show that we did in 1989, I think it was, I got to see a lot of frontline providers in Germany, Austria, and Italy. Mm-hmm. And it really awakened my just awakened my senses to what kind of freedoms we have and who's out there doing it for us. And so gave me a greater appreciation. It really did.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Those of you who are serving and who have served, you're welcome, Dee. I love you so much. And check this out. You've tuned in to the Good Morning Show with Pastors Terry and Melissa Wright. We're here to love you and encourage you today. And we thank you for tuning in. We're talking about all things summer. We're talking about all things whatever. Mm-hmm. Who knows what comes up? We talk about them.
Like this. Tracy said he had a bunch of World War II veterans who were clients of his when he worked in a hair salon.
Yeah.
And their stories are incredible.
Yeah.
Those guys are a wealth of history.
Isn't that fun?
It is cool.
It's awesome. And yet at the same time, they're dwindling quickly.
Mm, yeah.
So we should capture and remember their history and their stories.
Yeah. I think of our brother Ray Rodriguez out in Topeka, Pastor Ray, who was a medic chopper pilot in Vietnam, the ones that swoop down into the battle zones when their shots fired at them, picking up wounded and taking them back off again. And then he served many years as chaplain and is retired now, but serving as a pastor in his community. And he and his wife, Alice.
And what a difference they make in Topeka.
Yeah,
downtown Topeka. If you don't know where they're at and you don't know what they do and you need a place to call home or a church just to go check out, boy, let me get in touch with us and we'll tell you all about Ray and Alice Rodriguez.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We love them so much.
Well, the month of May being National Military
Have you been
observance.
On the National Day calendar again?
Well, yes, but here's some really cool ones. You're going to love this one. How about this? National Egg Month. It's National Egg Month. We've been talking about our chicken eggs.
Yep.
I mean, how do you like your eggs? Do you like them scrambled? Do you like them over easy?
Yes.
Do you like them sunny side
up?
I do. Do you like them mixed in with other things like, you know,
noodles? Stir fry?
How about boiled eggs, right?
I do.
Yeah, your mom makes a mean deviled egg.
Oh, yeah, mom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Baked. Can you bake your eggs?
Farmer's casserole.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah. I absolutely love eggs in every way. I love poached eggs. I don't do raw. I don't when the whites are snotty. But otherwise, I like them.
You did when it was in an Orange Julius back in the 80s.
I did not necessarily love that.
That's a whole other conversation.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they're full of protein. I mean, they're their perfect food.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
And they're most of the time, they are an affordable food source. I mean, the price, they say, have been going up again on eggs. But they have all the nutrients that a body needs except for vitamin C.
Wow.
So if you're on a budget and you want to stay healthy, add eggs to your superfood list.
Superfood.
Yeah. And try some new recipes.
I also have a ton right now, and I had a bunch of dozens to bring to church yesterday, and I remembered on the way home that I didn't bring any eggs. I'm having a hard time remembering how to get everything where I need to go.
Well, I know. And it's hard because there's a lot of, I mean, we have, how many dozen you think we had in there? Like 8, 9, 10 dozen eggs waiting to be distributed, and you've sold some and our little makeshift farm stand.
Yep. And then Colin came down, so I sent some home for Taylor and Colin and the girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pastor Roger's on. Good morning, Pastor Roger. He loves Ray.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
He was a CA. What does that mean?
I'm not sure, but maybe he'll explain.
What's a CA, Roger?
You know how we're talking about eggs. I also love an egg on my burger.
Because, you do.
Yeah.
Red Robin burger.
Yeah. Well, and
at home, we make them at home.
Well, and it's also, it's national, that's not the right one. It's National Burger Month. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I'm trying to get my picture to add here real quick because it's good picture.
Is it going good for you?
There it is.
There it was.
Yeah, let's do this. Hey. You're going to love this.
Okay,
Who doesn't love a good burger,
ooh,
right?
Ooh, that looks nice.
Unless you're vegetarian. And
right.
They have stuff for that as well.
Yeah, right.
But you can have your burger grilled. Do you like to grill on the propane grill? Mm-hmm. Do you use wood pellets? Do
charcoal?
You use charcoal?
Yeah.
I mean, some people say they can really taste the difference in a charcoal burger.
Yeah.
Robin says they make burgers with eggs too.
Yeah.
Like a royal burger. And Roger's saying, buy a vet a burger. There you go.
Yeah, and a career vet. That's what he was.
Yeah,
he was
career vet. Yeah.
Connie, listen to this. Uh-huh. Pastor Rick reminds us, Connie's not only a good mother, she's a veteran as well.
Yeah.
That's right. Connie served.
That's good.
And Denise says, I like eggs as deviled or an egg salad. Yeah, I love egg salad. That's like a staple in our house and our kids' house. Love egg salad.
Well, you know, and you think about all the versatility of these different kinds of foods. I mean, they say the egg is portable. I mean, you can take it with you. I mean, most food's portable if you've got a cooler, but they call it a portable type of food thing. But going back to the burgers just for a second, because you like your blue cheese burger.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to have like something, they say it's saucy and juicy, try an all beef patty with blue cheese and grilled yellow onion.
Yes.
For creaminess and crunch, you can add a slice of ripe avocado bacon.
A bacon, yes.
Bacon, yes. Yeah. You like bacon on your burgers.
Mm-hmm.
You like cheese. What kind of cheese? They say goat cheese brightens a burger every time.
Oh, Terry, you're not in
for
that.
But if you're looking for crispness too, they say you can add some creamy coleslaw to your burger.
Yeah, wow.
And another option is the reliable tartar sauce. You know who puts tartar sauce on their burgers?
I do not.
Frisch's.
Oh,
remember
well, get
that?
This. I like coleslaw on my pulled pork and brisket sandwiches because that's called Carolina style. So we're from the Kansas City area and we like Kansas City Joe's barbecue.
Yeah.
It used to be Oklahoma Joe's.
Yeah.
And my favorite is the Carolina style pulled pork sandwich there.
Yeah, they're good.
So I like coleslaw on my pulled pork barbecue. I've never tried it on a hamburger. I do like an egg on a hamburger occasionally.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love bacon occasionally as long as it's really crispy. But I'm a cheddar girl, and the sharper the cheddar, the better for me.
Yeah.
So that's just my opinion. I do like a pepper jack occasionally, but I'm really down with burgers and eggs, so this is a good month for me, I guess.
Yeah, burgers for breakfast, Dee says. You're making me hungry.
Yeah, me too. I'm making myself
hungry.
Pastor
Rick is also getting hungry. And Robin says she loves black and blue burgers.
Yeah, me too, Robin.
The first place I ever had egg on a burger was at Red Robin.
Right.
That was the first place I'd probably like, man, this is so good. They call it a Royal Robin, I think.
Yeah.
But, and here's a statistic. Look at this. Connie was a tank driver.
Seriously?
I've always wanted to ask her what her military involvement
she
was.
She is awesome.
I can see she'd be a tank driver.
She's awesome. Miss Connie is the best.
She could do anything. Yeah.
That's true. She can. That's so cool, you guys.
Yeah. So we're talking about food. We're talking about National Month Observances, all the different kinds of things. You've tuned into The Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Our website is thegoodmorningshow.tv in case you're looking for some Good Morning Show shirts. But that's some Good Morning Show apparel. Merchandise.
Merch.
Yes. You'll find that on our website as well as previous episodes. You can go back and watch and enjoy the fun. There you go. Yeah. So let's see here in just a few seconds. Why don't we jump into the word for your day? Another segment that we always like to include from God's word that gives us encouragement and teaches us something. And Tracy, here's your 4%. So tune in, buddy. You're going to be hearing something here.
He's I said 96%, but he's kind of 100%. Excuse me.
All right. Well, that's okay. So where are we at today for the word for our day?
2 Corinthians 5. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5 today.
2 Corinthians.
Yeah.
Type this in here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 5.
15.
15?
Yep.
5:15?
I'm going to actually go further. I think let's go to 17. 15 through 17, yeah.
All right.
I was just going to do 15, but this is good.
Yeah.
It's the word of God. 2 Corinthians 5, 15 through 17 this morning. Here's the word of the Lord. And he died for all. This is Jesus. And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no man according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things pass away. Behold, new things have come. The word of the Lord. Love so that. I'm living in this verse 15. We hear this multiple times throughout the word that once Christ has come, he's given his life for us. And there is this incredible fallacy that almost is, it's almost heretical. I want to be careful using that word. That says once we come to Christ in this, you know, encounter where we meet him and then we become in relationship with him and we receive his salvation and we are redeemed by that which can only save us. There's no other form of salvation that's going to get us to the Father. He's the only way. He's the truth. He's the light. He is the door. We realize we're in relationship and then somehow we believe this fallacy that we get to go back and live however we want. But you see, we are serving in relationship with a holy God. And so if we go back and live in an unholy way, we're pulling away because there's a separation that happens in the relationship. Holy God will not abide by a filthy sin. He's holy. He won't be defiled. He can't be in relationship with someone who wants to be defiling or defiled by sin. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to happen all at once. You come to him the way you are, but he's going to bring about a righteousness in your life that you have to give into. And some of us believe, right, because we've been taught wrong. It's just, or it hasn't been taught at all, that we get to stay exactly as we are and stay in relationship with Christ, but that doesn't work. He isn't going to water down the standard of who he is and compromise himself to be in relationship with someone who wants to be defiled day after day, night after night with sin. Now, there are things that we are tempted by, and when we do that and we come to him and repent, he forgives us. So it's a process. It's a process. Okay, hear my heart. It's a process. But can I tell you something? We have to realize that when we're coming into relationship with him, we have to bring something to the relationship. He sacrificed his whole life for us, right? He gave up the glory of being a triune God. He's still triune. He's still God. But he gave up the glory to become a human man in flesh. And he gave up his life as a sacrifice. He became sin, although he never sinned, for us. And if he's bringing all of this to our relationship, what makes us think we don't have to give something as well? And so this verse right here is saying he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves. There it is. We too are asked to die to ourself, to our flesh, to our own ambition and desires, and then live for him who died and rose again on our behalf. We get real caught up in man-made theologies that say we can do this and still get to heaven. We can do that and still get to heaven. We can't do this and get to heaven. What if it's not about what we can get away with and get to heaven? What if it's about being in relationship with the man Jesus and not wanting to do something that would hurt him or break his heart? I'm in covenant with this guy. Today we are celebrating our anniversary. As I'm in covenant relationship with Terry, I don't do the things that would break his heart and hurt him and break covenant with him. Because we've chosen to be married in covenant, we are one. You know, when you enter into a relationship with Jesus, you're in a covenant relationship with Jesus. Why would you want to do things that would hurt him, to break covenant with him and take what's one and become separate? But every time we live in a place of perpetual sin and defile ourselves, we're trying to defile him as well. What happens when we give up that right to live for ourselves is we say, Jesus, we're in relationship with you. We're only going to do things that foster good relationship between us, which means we're going to obey your word because we love you. It grows us. It grows the relationship. And it's not a waste. It's not giving something up. It is so fulfilling. In fact, there's nothing as fulfilling as living in Christ, because nothing can be fulfilled in you without Christ. It's just a game of perpetual trying all these things that never fit. Being in Christ is the utter form of contentment. It brings fulfillment and freedom like nothing else. And the enemy's going to lie to you and tell you everything but that truth. So here it is today. Giving up your life and living your life in and for the purposes of Christ is the only way you will fulfill the plan and purpose that you've been created with. And this verse in 2 Corinthians 5 is telling us. It also says, therefore, we recognize one another by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Now we get to know each other by the Spirit. Now we know Jesus by the Spirit. It's different, right? To look upon people differently from the flesh to the Spirit. Those in relationship with Christ are in relationship with each other very differently now, because of that relationship with Christ. And get this, it also says this, therefore those who are in Christ Jesus, when you're in relationship with Jesus, get this, now you're not the same person you used to be. You're a completely new creation. All the old things that you were have passed away, and now you're new. You're not the new improved Melissa, right? You're something totally new. Now you're Melissa and Jesus come together for this new creature. I'm something totally new than I used to be. Does that mean I'm not tempted by old desires? Yes, but here's what I know. If I resist that temptation, if I resist the devil, he flees. And I get to keep walking in relationship, in oneness and covenant with Christ. That's why marriage is so important. A marriage between a man and a woman under the Lord is a covenant relationship that is an example of the Lord's relationship to the church, the bride, to us. He wants us to be one in a covenant relationship where we don't want to live for ourselves, but this is what we're living for: him in us, his purposes, right? His word, to obey what he's saying. And there is just this horrible fear that we're giving up all the things we love and we are to enter into this relationship. And so many people are like, I'm going to live for myself, and then before I die, I'll turn to the Lord, which is so risky, because let's be honest, none of us know if we're promised tomorrow. And two, you can't be who you were created to be without him. You need him. You want to have fulfillment in this life and peace and joy and contentment, and you're tired of trying everything else that the world affords never to find fulfillment. This is it. You can't find fulfillment in anything of the world. You can only find fulfillment in Him. And so as hard as it is to hear these verses, as sometimes rocking your world as it can be, because it dethrones the human theology of certain denominationalism, I just want you to know something. This is the truth of God's word. You need Him, and He wants to be in relationship with you, and He doesn't want to be defiled. He wants you to be holy, and you can only do that by staying in oneness with Him. And that means that you have to bring something to the table to lay down. And what you lay down and sacrifice for Him is your life. You give your life to Him that He can live through you. And this new creation, this new person, this new creature that the two of you are together goes out to share the mission of the church, which is to tell everybody about the good news of Jesus. It also fulfills purposes and desires that you have deep within you that can only be fulfilled in Him. So it's good for you, it's good for Him, it's good for the lost, it's good for the kingdom. This is a win-win-win all the way around. So don't think of this as punishment. Don't think of this as giving up your free will to do whatever you want. You still have your free will, but now you do the things that please Jesus because you love Him. Not because you have to, but because you love Him. And He says, if you love Me, you'll keep and obey My word, John 14:15. That was a mouthful. That's a lot of word today. How about we pray into this? Lord, today I ask that You help us glean from what we've just heard, take away from it total truth, and not get caught down or mired down in the what ifs, but Lord, to really believe that this is who You are, and that it's not hard. It's not what we do to perform well. It's nothing we can work up. But Lord, this is about living and trusting You by Your Spirit and Your word. You can accomplish in us what we cannot accomplish in us ourselves. We love You. We want to lay down our life for You. We want to sacrifice ourselves and live Your purposes and way in our life, Your plan. It's all about You. It's not about us. And Lord, thank You. Thank You for calling us and reminding us this is who You are. Thank You for empowering us by Your Holy Spirit. We can't do it without You. We love You, Jesus. I pray this in Your name. Amen. There's your word for the day.
Amen.
Was that as clear as mud?
No, that was great. I think that oftentimes we misuse the part about how we, you know, we take for granted God's grace and His mercy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like Roger Randall says, you can't shack up with the devil and expect God to pay the rent.
Woo!
That's spoken like a preacher right there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is. And oftentimes maybe we've been guilty of living that way.
Yeah.
If not living that way, thinking that way.
Right.
Because, you know, how our thoughts can become our actions. Right.
Yep.
So that's important.
Pastor Rick says, well, 1 John 2:4-5, you can't keep sinning and be in relationship with Jesus. It's true.
Yeah.
These are not easy truths to hear because we have so watered down the word. We don't quite even understand it right. That's why we need firsthand information. That's why you are called to read the word yourself.
Yeah.
And not just listen to other people. Although I'm so grateful for good preaching. I'm so thankful for other people helping with the word. But there's nothing that takes the place of you communicating with the Lord yourself. Hey, will you scroll back up? We've missed a lot of comments and I'd like to get to them.
Right here.
Mary Kay says, coleslaw on a pulled pork sandwich is awesome. It sure is.
In case you missed it, we were talking about burgers because it's National Burger Month.
And Roger reminded us that the Miami in Oakland they put the ham in hamburger, which means you have a hamburger with a slice of ham on it. Actually, it's deli ham.
And Oakland is a suburb of there, Topeka.
In Topeka, that's
residential area.
That's right. Yeah. Chris says Connie was a switchboard operator, as well as there's all these things that we know about Connie. Too? Wow.
That's cough.
Kendrick is in the house. Good morning, Kendrick.
Hey,
love
buddy.
You so much. He says happy anniversary.
Thank you.
We love you.
Love you
and
too.
We bless you right back. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Denise is amening. Thank you. MK says submit and He won't take anything. We have to give it. That's right. That's such a good point, MK. To Him, this is the way
submit
we become
him.
A new creation, by submitting to Him. Also, this is relationship with Him. It's been, she's been really learning this lately. MK, that's a great word. Thank you.
That is really good.
your cousin Michelle
hey,
in the house.
Good morning, Michelle.
Bless you. Thank you for the anniversary blessing. We appreciate that. Dee says, awesome word. Thank you. And Denise says, I tell the teens all the time, don't trust me. Go home and read it for yourself.
That is
so true. We are called to test everything. We shouldn't just blindly believe anything. That's so important, Denise. Thank you for reminding us.
Yeah.
Hey, here it is, the end of our time. What do you have on tap for the ending? Are we doing something spectacular?
If you want to do a getting to know you real quick, that's fine.
I'd love that.
You know, or we can just maybe make up a question about something we've talked about today. Like, you know,
your
favorite burger or sandwich.
Why don't we do that? Why don't you tell us your favorite topping on a hamburger? Will you do that? Will you tell us your favorite topping on a hamburger? Terry has, I think the perfect hamburger is a little bit of Duke's mayonnaise right on the bread. Very crispy bacon, a beautiful piece of sharp cheddar. I like pickles and lettuce, tomato, a little bit of onion, a burger well done, and I think that's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that does sound really good.
How about you all? What do you guys like? Hey, good morning, Jeannie Skillbeck. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Thank you. Bless you.
Jeannie's Manhattan, Kansas crew originally.
Wow.
I'm not sure where she lives now, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Burger-wise, bacon for me always makes it.
Yeah, Pastor Roger says bacon.
Yeah.
But tell me what else you want, Terry.
Well, I also like a fried egg on there.
Yeah.
That just somehow brings that all to life.
Do you want the yolk runny or no?
Just slightly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a little over easy egg, maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Also got to have some cheddar cheese.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, cheddar. The shredded cheese is always, I don't know, just seems to take it up an extra level.
Yeah.
And I like mayonnaise and mustard, but not ketchup on there.
Uh-huh.
I used to, when I worked at Wendy's and when I would order from different places, I'd order it mayonnaise, mustard, pickle, onion, lettuce. Yeah, minis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's and bacon.
Jeannie likes avocado on her burger.
That is good.
Sharon likes peanut butter. Sharon, sweet Sharon in Tecumseh, Kansas.
Hey,
love you,
Sharon.
Sister. She calls it a goober burger.
Well, I had a fried chicken sandwich with peanut butter on it once. Remember up in Pastor Laura?
I do remember that.
So peanut butter, you know, has its purpose on different things.
Denise likes a turkey burger with relish, mayo, ketchup, mustard, and definitely extra sharp cheddar. That sounds delicious, Denise.
Yeah.
Pastor Scotty in the house.
Hey, buddy,
he likes mayo, ketchup, onion, and cheese. That sounds great, Pastor.
Yeah.
Love it.
Uh-huh.
Robin says cheddar cheese, ketchup, tomato, onion, ketchup. The bloodier, the better. She likes it raw.
See? Yeah.
I got to do mine well done. I like mine done.
Yeah.
Pastor D says avocado and pepper jack cheese for the extra toppings. That's a great combination. I bet that tastes really good.
Yeah.
MK says Swiss cheese, tomato, lettuce, mayo, mustard, barbecue sauce, and it's a really goopy burger. It sounds delicious. You guys, isn't this interesting? Everybody likes their burger different. I love to hear these different ways. Michelle likes mustard, pickles, lettuce, mayo, and cheese.
That's a good combination right there for sure.
It's time Pastor Roger, don't cut me off yet.
Oh,
Pastor
go ahead.
Roger likes the Pad Burger Deluxe. If you're in Topeka, you got to go to the Pad and try one of their burgers. They're the best. A deluxe burger for Pastor Roger. Heather likes mayo, lettuce, pickle, sweet baby Ray's, and cheddar cheese.
Sweet baby Ray's, that's what we use. Okay.
And Pastor Rick likes lettuce, onion, pickle, mustard, ketchup, well done with cheese. That's my kind of burger.
That is good stuff.
You guys, we could open a hamburger stand, couldn't we? And each one of our favorite burgers would be named after each of you. I like this idea.
How about that?
Let's pray about it.
The Graybill Burger. Yeah?
You guys, it's been so fun to be with you on this Monday. Thank you so much for spending your time with us.
Yeah, we've had a blast. Don't forget, it is a few national observances. We're talking about burgers and stuff here because it's Burger Month this month in May, kicking off the barbecue time. Egg Month. But also, don't forget to go out and thank a military veteran. Give them its Military Appreciation Month this month.
Or active duty.
Yes, and somebody that's been out there helping to provide those freedoms that we love and care about. So
we love you guys so much. We can't wait to spend more time with you. Maybe we'll see you on Thursday. Probably not. probably next Monday.
Hey, you never know.
We always have this dream of doing a Thursday Night Live again. It might happen.
Yeah.
So make sure you stay tuned. Hey, if you're not signed up to get all the emails, go to the website, thegoodmorningshow.tv, and do that. Make sure you follow, subscribe, and like us. Hit the bell for notification on YouTube as well. I'm so glad we've spent this time with you. I love you so much.
That's all for now. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into The Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. You can catch up on previous episodes, find links to our social pages, and drop us a line at our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for listening.